So let's not wait. Let's get started with our very first session. And this is called organizing your database. Okay, let's be honest. For many of you out there, the topic about databases is probably not the most exciting thing in the world that you'd like to talk about. But I have to be honest with you, it's such an important tool in today's world that we really have to lay the groundwork by making sure that we're keeping track of all the potential buyers in the most effective way possible. Simply having a whole lot of names floating around in your database is a waste of time. It's useless. The first thing you want to make sure that you do is know who your ideal decision makers are. Let me repeat that for you. It's knowing who your ideal decision makers are and to make sure that you have a whole lot of them in your database. If your decision makers are buyers, then make sure that you have a lot of buyers listed. If your decision makers are production managers, then make sure that you've got a whole lot of production managers in your database. Remember, your database is only as good as the information you input. Good contacts equal good business. Good business naturally translates into more sales to you. But keep in mind that the reverse is also true. Poor contacts equal poor business. This is where you are constantly spinning your wheels and getting nowhere fast. Research shows that 9 times out of 10, salespeople and their organizations have outdated databases. A list, by its very nature, is outdated the second it's printed. And believing that because you obtain a list, especially a professional one, that you can expect that it's going to contain everything you want is a myth. It doesn't, because it can't. Lists have to be organized and, more importantly, tuned and focused to your exact needs. Your first step to becoming extremely successful is to have a database that is organized by you and, much more importantly, for you specifically. Let's have a look at what organized means, because for some people, organized might mean neatness, and for others, organized might mean categorized into alphabetical order. But what I mean by organized, and remember, we're talking about making you extremely successful, not just organizing for the sake of organizing. So when I refer to organizing your database, I mean 2 things. 1, a database with a clear purpose that is refined to the point of subcategories, exposing your ideal customer and the best way to contact them, their likes, their dislikes, and their account value, and so on. And 2, a database that is current, meaning that the contact information is up to date with contacts that actually exist when you call them. This is your starting point. So let me give you a breakdown of where we're heading in this session as we talk about organizing your database. All right, step 1, which is how to properly update your existing client database to find new business. Step 2, categorize your contacts by prioritizing who you're going to first call and why. And step 3, how to network within your existing database to find new business. Ready? Let's start. When it comes to databases, you actually have choices. You either work with your own that you create, or you buy one. Now, let's get realistic here. If you bought the latest list today, as I said earlier, it's already out of date. This is why it is so important to organize your list to ensure that you are minimizing time spent on wasted efforts. Because if you don't, very quickly, you're going to become disillusioned after reaching several dead-end contacts. So let me give you a tip here that's going to help keep you on top. When you call and the person on your list is no longer there, simply ask for a new contact and update your list from there. This is going to extend the life of your list that you're working from. All right, so if you're new to sales, you can create an initial contact list in a program like Excel, if you like. Or you may obtain a list that's already provided to you in an Excel format. If you're a veteran in sales, you may have your contacts in a database management system. For the people new to sales who are listening to the CD, you're actually going to save a lot of time and effort if you access your contacts from an effective database management system. And I'll show you how to do this in a few minutes. Now, there are a lot of database systems out there. and I want you to research which contact database management system is best for you. What you're going to look for is something that provides you with the best ease of use, as well as allows you to easily access key information that you'll need when you're making a sale. What I don't want to do is to tell you which one to use. I want you to research this because they've all got their own unique features. Some may be beneficial and some may not be beneficial to you, depending on the type of business or industry that you're in. I do recommend that you research which one is best for your business, then implement it right away. Some of the most widely used applications for sales teams that I am familiar with are programs like Microsoft Outlook, ACT, Maximizer, and I'm sure there are many others out there which are available. Do your research. No matter what system you're using, there are some key areas in your database that must be filled in correctly. Let's start with the obvious, the client's name. It's very important that you put the client's name spelt correctly, the first name and the surname, into your list. The last thing you want to do is to send correspondence, whether it be email or written, to a customer with the wrong name on it or the names incorrectly spelt. It shows a lack of attention to detail and it doesn't make a good first impression. So as simple as this may sound, please take the time to input and spell the client's name correctly. Sometimes, if you have a client with an unusual name, you may even want to write it phonetically in your notes section so that when you call them, you know how to say their name correctly every time. People's ears tend to perk up when they hear their names, and it can be very annoying if you constantly say their names incorrectly. Alternatively, if they have an odd name and you say it correctly, they're even more impressed. Here's something else which is just as important. You always want to include any other person's name and title that may be associated with your buyer. For example, your buyer may have an assistant who books all of their appointments or makes specific arrangements for them. So it's convenient when you say, "Do you want me to talk to George to arrange our next meeting?" The less your client has to think or do, the better it is for you. So what you want is a consistent, professional approach to your business, to your sales style, and to your customer service. Get all their names right. It'll pay you back in droves. Okay, next let's look at the title. As a salesperson, it's critical that you know the title of the client that you're calling. Do not miss this step. Do not even leave it blank. It's highly unlikely that your client does not have a title. So find out what it is. In the rare cases that the client doesn't have a title, state that under title. Client does not have a title. And then include it in your notes under the description of what best fits their role. When you do this, you avoid undermining your contact's position. Remember, people are very proud of their titles and consider them as important. So do not underestimate the importance of accurate title descriptions. Remember, in the world of databases, it's all about input, find, output. When you want to do a mailing or a sales call blitz, you can easily source by their titles. The more you can refine your search categories, the more focused your target list becomes. Let me give you an example. Say you wanted to call human resource directors or vice presidents. You'll want to exclude human resource managers. So without a specific title, you're going to have no way of quickly accessing this specific buyer category, and you end up contacting everyone in the HR department, which is not time or sales effective. So indicate their titles in your database. It'll mean that your list is working for you and that you're not working for your list. Trust me on this. Use these steps and they're going to focus you and your abilities, allowing you to achieve the greatest level of sales. So, what have we done so far? We've talked about having the accurate spelling and pronunciation of the client's name. We've talked about an easy way of keeping the information up to date by always asking who has replaced the person that may no longer be there. And we've talked about the importance of title. So what's the next step in making your life easier when it comes to databases? There are obvious other fields to complete, such as the company's name, office address, email address, and phone numbers. Some databases will allow you to call the client directly from the database. You simply click on the number and the call is automatically completed. So for all of those new salespeople listening, here's a great way of having this new database management technology work for you. By the way, headphones are essential for this process to work effectively. Another great feature about having a database management system is the convenience of keeping multiple contact information in one place. You'll find this feature very useful when the person you're trying to reach is not there and you have multiple contact possibilities at your fingertips. Today, it's not uncommon for clients to have a direct line and a cell phone number listed as well. It's so important to input the general office phone number as well. Sometimes you may have to send a courier package to their office, and the general phone number is appropriate to have. Otherwise, in this age of BlackBerries and iPhones, clients are readily accessible via phone or email. Have all this type of information ready at your fingertips. This is very helpful, particularly when you're trying to track a client down to get order confirmations or signbacks. Voicemails are the enemy of everyone, and the last thing you want to do is end up in message cyberspace. Next, the notes section. This is a powerful section for top producers. Now, if you're anything like me or other salespeople I know, it's very difficult to remember what you said to whom and when. I've spent many times with a colleague where I've said, "What did we say to so-and-so?" And my colleague looks at me and says, "I can't remember." I say, "Okay, look at our notes." This is where inputting notes into your database is not just handy, it's essential. Let's look at some incredible tips on how you can use the notes section in a very practical way. As I said before, some clients have their secretaries or administrative assistants make arrangements for them. By putting this information into the notes section of the buyer's profile, you have an easy and quick reminder of who to call when you want to make appointments. Remember something else, your relationship with the assistant can often be as important as the relationship with the buyer, and you'll see how important this is later on when we talk about the gatekeeper in this series. Once you build up a good rapport with their assistant, they can sometimes go out of their way to be of help to you. Tip number two, some databases may lack multiple address locations. If this is the case with the one that you've got, then use the notes section to allow you to put any additional information that is useful to you if a client has satellite offices, for example. Just remember, the notes section is a large capacity database for any additional useful and relevant information. And tip number three, some clients like their coffee a certain way or have a favorite restaurant that they like to visit for their lunch meetings, or perhaps the best time to reach them is 8 a.m. on a Thursday morning. It's a good idea to input this type of valuable information in your notes section. I get a kick out of phoning a client and saying, "Can we meet on Thursday and I'll bring your favorite Starbucks vanilla latte and we can chat over coffee." Please be aware of one thing though, always be sincere in your approach. Please only use this type of information as a warm, genuine information to building better relationships between you and your client. I've seen some people use this type of information with ulterior motives in mind. But trust me, if you've got a hidden agenda, it's going to backfire on you. Be genuine, be authentic. If you're going to use this approach, have fun with it. Make friends with your clients. As I've said many times, we are living in a relationship economy. So update or clean up your database if you already have one, or create, maybe even buy a new database if necessary, with accurate buyer contact information. In the next section, we're going to look at how to categorize your contacts in such a way that it'll make your life so much easier when deciding who to call and how often.